Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, mid-70s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 56. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, highs at 83. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a 43-year-old man was critically hurt in a shooting near Rose Hill and that a suspect is in custody. The incident happened around 9:50 yesterday morning just south of Rose Hill. A Butler County dispatch said the victim was transported to a Wichita hospital. KWCH-TV reports the 22-year-old male suspect went with deputies voluntarily, his name not released. The superintendent of Rose Hill Schools said the high school, middle school, and elementary school were all placed on lockdown as a precaution during the search for the suspect. A new legislative audit says that many Kansas school districts aren't taking basic steps to protect their computer systems and the privacy of sensitive information collected about students. The report released yesterday by the legislature's auditing agency based its conclusions on a survey that the state sent to 286 local school districts. The audit showed about a third didn't have antivirus software on all their computers. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with approved credits. Why is a limited powertrain warranty? See retailer for details.
Hundreds of students at a suburban Kansas City high school walked out of class this week over allegations of LGBTQ students facing repeated harassment and bullying. The walkout happened Monday at Lee's Summit High School after some students said administrators there had been doing nothing to protect bullied students, even after receiving repeated reports of the bullying. The students who were being bullied and defended themselves in a fight were suspended from school along with the bullies. District spokeswoman Katie Bergen told the Kansas City Star the district prohibits all forms of bullying and investigates all complaints of bullying administrators receive, but the Hutchinson Post reports she declined to answer questions about the alleged bullying or fight at Lee's Summit. A meteor shower lit up the skies of the central Midwest early yesterday morning. The meteor was captured around 2:11 yesterday morning in Kansas and Oklahoma. If you missed it, you're not out of luck. October, a busy month for meteor showers. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The number of new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in Nebraska appear to be leveling out at an elevated level in recent weeks. Data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the state reported 4,775 new cases for the week that ended Friday. That was just above the number of cases reported the previous week, but significantly below the roughly 5,300 cases per week that the state tallied during the 3 weeks prior. The number of virus hospitalizations averaged 415 a day over the past week, which was down slightly from the 421 the previous week. Work has halted at all of the Kellogg Company's U.S. cereal plants as roughly 1,400 workers went on strike. It wasn't immediately clear how much the supply of Frosted Flakes or other iconic brands would be disrupted. The strike includes plants in Omaha, Battle Creek, Michigan, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Memphis, Tennessee. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you, too, can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Republican Central Committee last week nominated Susan Bruna as Register of Deeds to replace the recently retired Sonia Hilton. Bruna is a Washington native and had served as Deputy Register of Deeds, a post which is filled by Mackenzie Ryan of Green, who was recently hired. Bruna was the only applicant for the position. Her nomination is forwarded to the Kansas governor for final approval to the post. October 12th is the deadline for Kansas voters to register for the November 2nd election, which will include city races, school districts, bond issue, and special questions. In-person registration at county clerk's offices, city clerk's offices, and online at ksvotes.org is open. A recent move, name change, or change in party affiliation requires re-registration to be eligible to vote. Advance balloting begins October 13th, and ballots requested will be mailed, with final date for requests October 26th. Advance in-person voting ends at noon November 1st, with the general election November 2nd. A candidate forum for Marysville School District, Marysville Mayor and City Council candidates is planned Thursday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall, hosted by the Marysville Advocate and KNDY Radio. The city of Seneca recently adopted a 180-day moratorium on issuance of conditional use permits for commercial wind and solar energy projects within the Seneca zoning jurisdictional limits. This was at the recommendation of the City Planning Commission, who had requested the extension to further review current regulations and seek input on changes going forward. A back-and-forth decision process to proceed with purchase of two power plant engines for the city of Washington died without a vote on revised contracts after it was determined that an emergency situation did not exist, which would allow bypassing the city bid process. Another bid had been received, and the $1.5 million offer could not be raised. The matter raised additional discussion as to alternative solutions. Rehearsals begin Sunday, October 10th for the Marshall County Community Choir Cantata, which is planned December 5th. All interested individuals are to meet Sundays at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. William A. Bill Wilcox, age 63, of Blue Rapids, passed away September 25th. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday, October 7th, 1 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Grade School Gymnasium. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Bill Wilcox. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, mac and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, salmon, cornbread, a baked potato, broccoli, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, Phone 562-3054.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system across the central upper parts of the Midwest, as well as an upper level ridge, and that will continue to bring partly to mostly sunny skies across the central parts of the Midwest over the next several days. We are continuing to see warmer than average temperatures thanks to those winds out of the south southwest. We're going to see temperatures across the central parts of the Midwest well into the 70s, some areas into the 80s, and that will continue all the way through the end of the week into the beginning of the weekend. We have a low that's going to push through towards Sunday into the early parts of next week, bring in rain showers, thunderstorms, as well as cooler temperatures. So across the area, blend of clouds and sun, mid-70s, winds from the east. Tonight, cloudy skies in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 56. And Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny skies in the 80s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early October 74, record high on this date 95. The average low 49, record low of 19. Sunrise this morning 7:28, with sunset this evening at 7:02. 54 degrees, clear skies ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 6th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
People think pencils and notebooks when they think back to school. At Ashley Furniture, they think mattress. Whether they're entering kindergarten or college, a restful night is what they need to succeed. Ashley has a large selection of in-stock beds from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and Ashley Sleep, with queen mattress starting at $277. Get free delivery and haul away for new mattresses over $999 and a 100-night comfort guarantee. A good day at school starts with a good night of sleep. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Yankees' season ends with a whimper, and the Dodgers' defense of their World Series title begins tonight. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Even with Bucky Dent and Aaron Boone on hand in Boston, the baseball gods decreed the Red Sox would advance in a win-or-go-home American League wildcard game.
Here's the pitch, and he swings and drives one to center field and deep. Gardner going back, looking up. Goodbye, home run, Xander Bogaerts.
The call on WEEI, Xander Bogaerts and Kyle Schwarber both homered to chase Yankees ace Gerrit Cole in the third inning. The Bo Sox sent their division arch-rivals home for the winter with a 6-2 win. After the game, Bogaerts did not want to talk about his homer. Instead, he said him throwing out Aaron Judge at home plate in the sixth was the true play of the game.
That was one of the biggest moments in that game, regardless of all the homers that we did, and that momentum changed right there big time.
Their reward? Facing the defending league champion Rays in the division series beginning Thursday. The Dodgers' defense of their World Series title begins tonight. They host the surging Cardinals in the National League wildcard game. Both teams will send their aces to the mound. Cy Young contender Adam Wainwright takes to the hill against Mad Max Scherzer. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Scherzer said having the opportunity to start a winner-take-all game never gets old.
I've been in these situations before. I've been on both sides of the coin, how it comes out of it. You just got to go out there and compartmentalize everything and just stick with your game plan and stay within the moment.
The Cards, meanwhile, have been one of baseball's biggest surprises. Just two games over .500 on September 11th, St. Louis rattled off a franchise record 17 straight wins to clinch the final National League playoff berth. Manager Mike Schilt.
We're ready to play any and everybody, and I don't know that we see it as an underdog role or a
favorite role. I think we just see it as an opportunity to go play baseball.
First pitch set for 8 p.m. Eastern. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Friday night football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Concordia and our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfort. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TBL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Hanover at Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. No college football this weekend as both Kansas and Kansas State are on a bye.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum at 7 o'clock Friday, October 15th as your K-State volleyball team hosts the West Virginia Mountaineers for Dollar Night. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your dollar tickets for the K-State volleyball match against West Virginia on October 15th. Go Cats!
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Biden administration has completed a months-long review of the U.S. trade relationship with China, pointing out that the previous administration's unilateral approach alienated allies and trading partners while hurting large sections of the economy. The administration said it took a more deliberate, long-term look at the relationship. The administration announced the four steps it will take to realign America's trade policies towards China around U.S. priorities. First, they plan to discuss with China its performance under the Phase 1 trade agreement, pointing out that China made commitments that benefit certain industries like agriculture and must be followed through. Second, while pursuing Phase 1 enforcement, the U.S. will restart the targeted tariff exclusion process to mitigate the effect of certain Section 301 tariffs that raise costs on Americans. Third, the administration still has concerns with China that weren't included in Phase 1. Those concerns that relate to its state-centered and non-market practices distort economic competition. And the final step is consulting and coordinating with allies and partners who share American interests in ensuring that the terms of global competition are fair and work collaboratively to set rules for trade and technology in the 21st century and strengthen the global market for American workers and businesses. USDA said higher loan limits will be available for borrowers seeking a guaranteed farm loan beginning October 1. That limit goes from $1.776 million to $1.825 million. FSA Administrator Zach Duchino said raising the guaranteed loan limit allows FSA to better meet the financial needs of producers as natural disasters and pandemics continue to impact the operation. FSA farm loans offer access to funding for a wide range of producer needs, securing land to financing equipment purchases. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Market's opening up in just a couple hours from now. And not a bad day in trading yesterday. It was kind of mixed across the board, higher in the livestock and mixed in the grains as we saw corn and wheat a little bit lower. Soybeans definitely rebounding after that grain report that came out from the USDA last week. December corn wrapped up yesterday 3 1/4 lower at 537 1/2. Kansas City wheat was down 13 1/4 for December at 741. Oats were in the red as well yesterday, with December oats down by 6 1/4 at 594 3/4. Soybeans yesterday, however, had a decent day, as they've been in the news a lot with the number of exports that we've seen across the globe right now for soybeans and the continued harvest of soybeans across the nation, with November soybeans up 14 3/4 at 1250 1/2. The meal for October down by $1.90 at the end yesterday to $3.20.20. The oil for October was up in the green by $2.32 at $60.89. Cotton had a strong day for sure yesterday as we continue to see some decent weather conditions and the warm weather and drier conditions for the cotton and the increased export that we are seeing, along with the continued harvest that is slowly moving along, roughly around 13% harvested across the nation right now, with October cotton up $4 at the end of trading yesterday at $110.93. Canola, same story there. They had a decent day, up $15.20 at $9.22.30. Livestock rallied a little bit yesterday as we continue to see the catching up of the processing plants. Live cattle for October up by 20 cents to $122.82. Feeder cattle for October was up $1.10 yesterday at $156.10. The lean hogs had a bit of a mixed day yesterday. October lean hogs up 17 cents to $90.97. December was in the red by 55 cents at $82.55. Right now, all the eyes of the traders are on the exports and the harvesting across the globe as we continue to see higher export numbers and continued buying across the nation right now, with the continued harvest and more of that product going into the marketplace. Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we'll continue to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local Farmers Cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Fashion mavens we are not, but we love to keep our eyes on the trendsetters. It's a look at the fashion forecast for the upcoming season from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 6th, the 279th day of the year. The fall colors in New York State were buried in white on this day in 1846. The Finger Lakes region was treated to an early snowfall of 26 inches. When it comes to fashion trends, we admit to being a little behind the curve, but it's still fun to see what the trendsetters will be sporting this fall and winter. It looks like the 1970s will be back in a big way. Suede leather, turtlenecks, and psychedelic prints are said to be the look for the season. Flared trousers will be everywhere, along with some Victorian touches like frilly blouses and puffy sleeves. Can't make up your mind which colors and textures suit you? Wild patchwork designs incorporating mismatched fabrics will also be in vogue. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 54 degrees in Marysville ahead of sunrise, mid-70s on tap for a mild high today with sunshine.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday, Chiefs Nation. The Kansas City Chiefs adding Josh Gordon to their 53-man roster, and the wide receiver is expected to play in Sunday night's AFC title game rematch against the Buffalo Bills. The Chiefs signed Gordon to the practice squad last week with the assumption that he would join the active roster when he learned enough of the playbook. He had just been reinstated by the NFL following his sixth suspension for violations of NFL policies. The Chiefs hope his size and athleticism provide another option alongside Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in their passing offense. Ottawa University getting some NFL expertise in the form of Katie Sowers. At Ottawa, Sowers is to help grow intercollegiate sports for women while increasing the visibility of the programs currently offered. The Heston, Kansas native served on the staff of the Kansas City Chiefs and was the first female coach on an NFL staff to coach in a Super Bowl. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville heads on the road to take on Concordia on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Frankfurt hosts Hanover on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
But all I saw was smoke and fire. Didn't feel a thing, but suddenly I was rising higher, and I felt like I just made the biggest mistake. When I thought about my unborn child, when I thought about my wife, and the answer rang out clear from somewhere up above. No greater gift has man than to lay down his life for love. And I wonder, would I give my life? Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the bullet? I would. Yes, I would. Understand it all myself. But there's a brother on my left and another on my right, and in his pocket just like mine, he's got a photograph, and they're waiting for him back home, and it's weighing on my mind. I'm not trying to be the hero, I don't wanna die, but right now in this moment, you don't think. We'll be right back.
untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the astroturf. Get yourself a koozie. Let's go.